did the same on film as last year. The team came in there and really controlled the ball pretty much all day.
Yeah, I mean, they've been talking all week about how they've not been effective running the ball, but we know they're going to try to run. So, I mean, they're a good running football team, whether the numbers show or not. So, we definitely got to be ready for that.
So, what's the lesson learned from that? What can the defense do differently against them?
Well, the thing, good thing is we know what we have to do in the run game to stop it. And I think that's the difference between this year and last year. You know, we know what we got to get done, and we just got to go out there with a nasty attitude if we got to get it done.
When you're watching this quarterback, are you thinking as much about the run as you are him running, as you are about him passing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about it all week. You know, we saw how he ran effectively against Houston and Tennessee when he had to make big runs, and he's capable of doing it. He's bigger than that running back, so we know that he's a load to take down.
He's bigger than you, so he's not going to slide either. He's
no,
gonna
no.
Head on too.
I don't think I saw him slide one time, so I don't expect him to this week.
How much better is the defense feeling after last week's performance, getting some pressure on the quarterback, things like that?
Well, we feel like we're heading in the right direction. One thing we don't want to do is become complacent and satisfied with one game. I mean, it's a 16-game season. We got to do that every week. And unless we do that every week, it doesn't make any difference whether we did it against Tampa or any other teams.
Was the pressure a big difference, though? I mean, it was the first time you guys really made it easier on you guys because there was some pressure on their quarterback.
Yeah, the good thing is, too, I mean, you look at a team like Chicago, they didn't get one sack out of 70 passes. So, man, I'm proud of the way my guys showed up this week and got a lot of pressure on them because they've been good at protecting their quarterback.
Is it impressive to players the way that the coaches are trying to mix and match? You make best use of what you guys can do defensively with some of the talent they have on the D-line and the linebacker.
Yeah, I think our coach has done a great job understanding the talent we have and how to utilize it. I mean, and it's paying off now. I mean, we're getting better every week.
Cornerbacks turn their back and run with the receivers. There's one guy you really can't turn your back.
What do you mean?
Gerard is in.
Gerard.
You know, side of him is a DB.
Yeah. I still don't get what the hell you're saying.
You can't turn and run with the guy you're talking because you got to watch him to make you run.
He can throw too, so I mean, until he get back there in the secondary, I expect my guys up front to take care of him. All right. Thank you.